Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative. That was Sin Perdón. We actually have Axel, the singer of that song, the artist, in the studio with us. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Nuria. Thank you for having me back.
The new studio? Yeah.
The new studio looked amazing. I was a little surprised. A little secret. We got lost.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. People get lost coming to Vocalo Studios on Navy Pier the first time, but you got lost the second time you came here.
Yeah.
The first time you didn't, but this...
It's weird. Yeah. The first time, it's like we got in super fast. The second time, now she said we got a new studio, so I'm looking for a new entrance. I don't know why I was looking for a new entrance. And then I take a left when I'm supposed to take a right.
Let's get into the single that you brought to us. Thank you again for coming by, and you're going to premiere the single right after this interview. So your new song, Única.
Única.
I was watching the video. What's going on? First of all, I love the dancing. You have like professional dancers in it.
Yes.
What was your inspiration for the video?
So we sit down between my videographer and we came up with idea of the triangle of love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see just only one dancers and two, female dancer is one, and then two male dancers. One is dressed white, the other one is dressed black.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like in between the battle with the girl,
mm-hmm.
Between dark spirit and a white spirit, and then all these spirits type of things. So it's like more into that, and then we kind of come up with the idea. The dance is actually improvised by the dancers right in there.
It's not choreographed.
No, it's not. It just happened there. Like, they were like, no, we're going with the vibe. We love the song, so send the song to us. And they did it there.
Were you like, someone's going to win, or you just let them figure it out? Like,
let them figure
whether
it out.
The black or the white. And, yes. You know, we're not going to spoil the music video for you. You got to go watch it figure out. But it was a really cool music video. I love when dancers get, like, a little bit of the spotlight. And it's funny because they're dancing, and then you come out and, you know, you're doing your verses and you're singing and stuff. What's the song about? So Única is, like, only one, right?
Yeah, unique.
Yes. So were you inspired, or what made you write the song?
No, I was actually not. I was kind of like just writing and vibing, and the song just came out. It was one of those songs that they're like, it was not planned. It was just, I was like, oh, I need to do a song. I'm bored. And mm-hmm. I started literally writing, and the song came out. And the way like all the lyrics are like put together and everything is, it was just a vibe. It's amazing. It's like, this is the first song that I would not say that I was like, oh, let me create a storyline and let me just go with the storyline. It's like I create the storyline just vibing and with me and my pencil. It's like just there.
That's amazing, because sometimes when you try to make it happen, you're blank. Yes, it's rarely. So this is a rare occasion where you're like, I'm just going to write, and then it worked. You actually just got it on the paper.
Yes. I was trying to write a song for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I was blank. I was like, you know what? Let me give myself like 3 days, keep cutting hair, think about nothing, and just let's try it again.
When you do a song, who do you take it to? Like, who do you take it to in your life to be like, oh, this person will tell me if it's good or not? Like, if this person thinks it's good, it's a thumbs up.
I take it to one of the guys that I know from Colombia. His name is JR. He worked with promotions in Colombia and all that stuff. He's one of the main guys. I always bring it to whoever do my beat. And then I was like, okay, this is storyline. And then everything that I'm going for, I sing it to my wife, of course. And then she was like, hey, this is what I'm going for. Da 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 da. And the owner of the barbershop that I work, he's my backup singer.
Mm.
So it's like, hey, this is the idea. He's like, okay, I like it. And then we go from there. And then we just like...
We make it happen.
Yes.
I love that. This is a talented barbershop.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to start singing while you're cutting hair. I love that. So what else are you working on right now? Are you trying to get like an EP together, or are you just letting the singles come to you?
After I See You, I think it was last year, I dropped a whole EP.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of family stuff happened. Not getting into it right now. A lot of like family things happen, and and like me and my wife life, I couldn't promote it the way I wanted. So I will say I will not drop another EP maybe like in 2 years, but for sure, we're working in a huge project right now. One of the songs that I might release after Unica that will be next year, because it's, I don't know how it works, but when I talk to people, like, it's bad to release songs in December that they are not Christmas songs.
Mm. Holiday season, you don't want to really release new projects in the holiday season.
Yes, something about the algorithm is not let your song, like...
Yeah, only Mariah Carey. Yes. That's the only song we're hearing.
That's the only thing that you're going to hear is Mariah Carey, yes. So we're going to wait until next year. I have to go to Puerto Rico. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a sneaky peek. I have to go to Puerto Rico to record the video, because the video, the song is so tropical that it's like, if I don't do it there, it's like,
You need the vibes. You need the tropical vibes. Yes, I love that.
Tropical vibes. So I have to go to Puerto Rico, and it's going to be amazing.
I love that. So we got to watch out for that. We got to watch out for next year, the new single coming. What are you listening to right now? What artists are you liking?
So, yes, right now in the reggaeton world, right now we got Omar Kors. Mm-hmm. He just dropped a whole album, and his album is amazing. We got this Colombian artist. His name is... he just make a song with Cabo. Yes, that's his name. Yeah, thank you to my manager that he's there. Cabo got some nice tropical songs coming out. They're just amazing. Like, he just did a song with Jay Cortez called Pasoa.
I love Jay Cortez.
In that song.
I need to listen to that. Okay, I'm writing this down. I'm like, yes, I need to listen Pasoa. To this.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing song. So, Omar Kors, and of course, the new album of Jay Cortez is amazing.
Let's get into the song. Now, for everyone, we're going to stay tuned with you, going to be looking for more music. Where could people find you at on social media?
You can find me on social media, AKSEL.PR. All platforms will be spelled the same. So YouTube, all of them, Instagram, Facebook will be the same.
Let's go ahead. I want to let you introduce your new song.
Que la que hay, mi gente. This is Axo, and you're listening to Unica with Vocalo Radio. Let's go.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook @Vocalo, and on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.